One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Right now, I really enjoy who I am and the body I have. Life with one hand is super cool for me right now. And of course, it hasn't always been like that. Being a kid was very difficult, and there will be many stories that share that. However, I'd like to talk about the good stuff. And interacting with kids is something that happens every day when I'm out in public. Children are always checking me out, asking questions, just being pure, innocent, cool little kids. And I want to share some stories about that. Now, this little story happened just about 6 days ago when I went to go visit Grand Coulee Dam. I work for the Bureau of Reclamation. I went there to do some work. I went to the visitor center, and I had this very special experience with two young kids in particular, but there was a whole crew of kids that were camping that visited the dam, and we just happened to be there at the same time. Currently, I have a day job for the Bureau of Reclamation. We manage water here in the Pacific Northwest. Often, I have to do a lot of design work for dams, dam events, internal propaganda, flyers, pamphlets, brochures, and currently I'm doing a series of presentations around our region, and last week, Wednesday and Thursday, the 14th and 15th of June, 2017, I flew to Grand Coulee Dam. Actually, I flew to Spokane, Washington from Boise, Idaho, and then drove to Grand Coulee Dam to meet with clients, give a presentation of our services, and generally get to experience Grand Coulee Dam, which is a very special dam that was built a long time ago and produces an incredible amount of power. It was considered the eighth wonder of the world for you old school advertising heads. Now, when I arrived, I went first to the Visitors Center, which looks like a Francis turbine. It was designed by a great architect. It's really a great piece. It's circular. It's really cool on the inside. I've been wanting to go for some time. I arrived after a long drive. I parked. I went inside. I started looking around, and lo and behold, there were all these kids running around. I mean, two large groups of them. And I saw chaperones. I had a general idea of what was going on, but I was just looking in one of these cases, and I was just checking things out, and I have a lot of my clothes custom cut for my body, so all my sleeves are shorter on one side than the other. I get them tailored, custom fit. I like to tell people I get them off the rack, so all my dress jackets are custom cut for my body. I was wearing one. I was just walking around, and I noticed these two young girls, probably 9 years old, look at me. First, I saw one look at me, and then she kind of hit her friend like, "Hey, look at that guy. He's only got one hand." And I immediately looked over and they both looked away. And in the back of my head, I realized that sometimes people want to look at me and not have me notice that they're looking, that I'm looking at them. So sometimes I give them the opportunity to look at me. So what I actually did is turned 180 degrees and looked in this other case. So my left arm, which doesn't have the hand, is facing them, and now they can freely look at me. And then as they were looking at me, I'm looking at this case, and just for a moment, I looked over at that first girl, who the story is really about. Her name is Chloe, and I just gave her a little bit of smile, and she kind of gave me a little bit of smile, and we went on for another moment. And then a lot of kids started gathering around them, so now they got their cute little crew of kids. They're all like 9, 10, 11 years old. Just a beautiful age. I speak to kids a lot. I love that age group. They're just totally alive. They're in really good spirits, but pretty tired because those Grand Coulee Dam tours are very long. So I actually did what I like to do at a much deeper level. It's not only give people the opportunity to look at me in most cases, I also give them, I invite them, I create the opportunity for them to ask me a question. And part of that is just having a very calm energy and getting somewhat close. So there was another display case that was pretty close to them, so I just walked over there. And I started looking at this display case, and as soon as I walked up to it, this girl looked at me and she said, "Hey, mister, I'm really sorry about your hand." And I just love that about children, especially little girls, because in most cases, they have a very nurturing, compassionate quality to them. And they kind of feel bad that I do not have two hands. And they actually want to go out of their way to help me and do things like that. It's really quite astounding. And I looked at her and I said, "Oh, no, it's totally okay. I like who I am. I was born like this." And the other girl, Vivian, she just looked up at me and said, "Nuh-uh." Now, little girls do that more than little boys. It's really hilarious. And I said, "Oh, yeah, I was totally born like this. Everything's cool. Not a worry in the world." And then Chloe chimed back in and she said, "Well, it must be pretty hard to do things." And I said, "No, it's just different. I just got to do things differently." Now, what would you like to see me do? Knowing this, if you've listened to one of my previous podcasts, really has to do with tying my shoes. And of course, she said, "How do you tie your shoes?" So I went down and I started to tie my shoes. And then out of nowhere, there's like 12 kids around me watching me tie my shoes. And then, of course, I tied one and they were slightly stunned, actually a little more stunned. And then I went over and started to tie my other shoe and then they started cheering. They're like, "Woo, all right, yeah." And then I got up and I'm giving this one boy a high five. And now I'm waving at Chloe and Chloe's waving back at me. And then we just started having a great conversation. And then their mentor, their chaperone came by. And then we started talking and I said, "Hey, my name's Alejandro. You got a great crew of kids here." We started chatting and we just had a very special experience because I don't have two hands. And that started a conversation and they just asked me some really basic questions and they saw that I was really happy and it was just very, very special and very, very cool. And then they had to go. And then Chloe and Vivian were standing there and I lifted up my short side and I started to wave at them and they waved at me and they were very excited. They're like, "Bye, bye. We'll see you later. Bye." And then they left and I went on visiting the visitor's center. Started looking at the Grand Coulee displays about architecture, design, power, hydrology, hydro engineering, Native American stuff, very great retro advertising, Native American impact stuff, very powerful, actually brought a tear to my eye. And I work for the Bureau of Reclamation. But then I turned around and who was coming in? Chloe and Vivian. And I actually got very excited. Both my arms went up and I was like, "Chloe!" And she's like, "Hey, can we get a picture with you?" Next thing I know, Chloe and I are standing side to side. Here comes Vivian on my other side, and we're taking selfies, we're taking pictures, we're hanging out. And then Chloe, she was so precious. She just looked up at me and said, "You know, it's been really great meeting you." And I said, "Chloe, you made my day. You and Vivian, you two young ladies made my day, and it has been a pleasure speaking with you." And then they waved at me as they left, and I waved with my little arm. I said, "Bye," and they said, "Bye." And it was just a very great, profound, special experience because I invited them to ask questions. I invited them to look at me. They saw that I was okay. And that is one of the great benefits of not having two hands, is that when people see that I like who I am, they see my custom-cut clothing, they see that I feel good in my body, it's easier for them to feel good in their body. And it is a very special quality to realize that not having two hands is the condition of other people's happiness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.